Blog Talk Radio.
Erev, Erev Tov, Haber Shali Chaberim, Talmudim. So here, fourth day of the Shabuah here for this Shabbat coming forward here in the 7 days. Here we're at the fourth of the 7 days right here for this Wisdom Wednesday on the end of the eye. We have today Psalm 9, but also would love to share a little bit more on Abraham and the Hebrew Trinity here revealed in this Shabbat, for this Shabbat, Vayera. Wa-yerah, and he appeared. First thing first, wisdom.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Wednesday Wisdom Wednesday right here, fourth day of the seven, here for this seven, for this Shabuah, for this Shabbat coming, Shabbat Wayera, and he who be, who he be, appeared in the house of Abraham, the Trinity, in the Beit Abraham, the three men, the three mortal men. First things first, wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom for all you're getting. Get overstanding and understanding, the two sisters, you know, wisdom. Yes, and understanding, overstanding. So here, riding up with Popcon, words of wisdom, including today's daily psalm according to the royal order, Psalm 9, as well as some other key psalms, Psalm 37 and Psalm 35, right here.
Yeah, yeah, man, say now. You know the boss, this man, I tell you, say life is greatest. Yeah, no care much time them fight, them can't win, you know, them always fail. Cut and clear all demon and devil. Give thanks for the Most High for the up. Rising in the morning, beside me Empress. Give thanks for life and the blessing. We give you on the earth. Protect us from danger, these plagues and pestilence of these times. You know, my name is Andre Hugh Sutherland, a.k.a. Popcorn, the annual boss, the 76 God. That is it. Anyway, to the chief musician, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou Most High. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Yo. God, you're a devil every time. Here. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end. And thou hast destroyed cities, their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest up me from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Igayan, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell. and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectations of the poor shall not be perished forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, why? And wither as green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land. And verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, as thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who is prosperous in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any ways to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at them, for he see that day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their word shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be the fat of the lamb. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borrow and pay it not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as bless of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hands. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beginning to bread. Is ever mercy merciful, and landeth, and his own seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, forsake not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hands, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, they shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and be wholly upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they are trusting him. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against those that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my heart. Let them be as a chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause they have hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliver the poor from him that is too strong for him. Yea, poor and the needy from him that spoilt him. False witness they rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humble my soul with fasting, and prayer returning to my own bosom. I behave myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I praise God heavenly, as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity, they rejoice and gather themselves together. Yea, the objects gather themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and not cease. With hypocritical mockers in feast, they gash upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from destruction, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them be or mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they open their mouth wide against me and said, Ha, for I had seen it.
Salamta Beit Eseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Give thanks to Virgin, to Brother Popcorn right there, abundant wisdom, chanting and reciting the Psalms, the great King David, Psalm 9 here, today's daily Psalm. So from the daily psalm, according to the royal order, to the standing psalm right here, Psalm 94 here for the fourth day of the seven here, even here for this Wisdom Wednesday, Wisdom Wednesday.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth men knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Yes, the Yabu dub right here, the theme of the psalm for the fourth day, Psalm 94, Jah's vengeance, all vengeance, Jehovah's vengeance. Yes, I. At the fourth day of the Shabuah, the theme, Chabarim here, Luke Rankin, Trevor here on the same theme, Jah vengeance, evening psalm.
May the love of Jah keep on shining down along the way. And he got me to love a junkie to shine like we just every hour of a day. And I hear some little music, see some rhythm on the track. Stay strong. But these are those who pass through great tribulation. Like some fat and lumps and some of the plan I was feeling. When I see them about the song, I'll count down the intensity. In a summer, really, they say, why well, look like the love on me, say I ain't a piece. In this I don't name it, you know. Them see the fittest of the fittest and do by this dead when I was dead. And see the wicked that be run down with the fire and go down with the dark intensity. And let me feel no mistake, love for me say I ain't it. Come back and feel no mistake, love for me say I ain't it. Yeah, yeah. But when he got love and he got nothing, I would tell ya. When I see love and nothing, I'ma be beloved and I'ma joy. Make love keep on shining every hour of the day. Don't let me feel the sweet job in sense. Feel the time with me, feel the mistake in sense. In the summer, feel the same as well. No fantasy, I ain't missing. She's not a mistake, but it's not the love on this day, I ain't missing. She's not a good man, yeah, yeah. United we stand. But I see dividing, we must have the fall.
Not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel. 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Thank you.
for they shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people.
Give us some shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Justice, justice shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek tirdofa. Justice, 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 justice. Justice, justice shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek tirdofa. That thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee. I tzedek tzedek tirdofa lima'ana tichye v'yarashta eta ha'aretza asher Yahweh Eloheka notena lak 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 lak.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael Yahweh Eloheinu Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat.
Hailehim, Hailehim, Hailehim provides the land. Ha Elohim provides the land. Now, in the previous Shabua, for the previous Rastafari sabbatical studies, the Torah Parsha, the reading and feeding the manna, the angel's bread, the Torah portion was Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha, go for self. Now, we saw how Yahuwah spoke to Abram and invited him to forsake, to leave his ancestral home for the promise, the yea and the amen of Ha'ilahim, of Ha'elohim, true good, the true God, the power of the Almighty. Now, in obedience, in the Shema, the active Shema, in obedience to the call of the word, the Dibrei Yahuwah, the word of Jehovah Avram, he left his homeland, his family, his father's house to seek a better life, a better liberty. The Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 10, it reads, quote, for he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is Ha'ilahim, is Ha'elohim, Almighty power, Almighty power, Almighty power. Ki yechika la'er asher yesudatah ne'man u'avonah u'amekonenah Ha'ilahim, for he looked for a city, La'ir, that hath foundations, Asher Yisudatah, Kiyachikah La'ir Asher Yisudatah, whose builder and maker, Ne'emana, that had sure foundations, Yisudatah Ne'emana, Yisudatah Ne'emana, Uvoneh, 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 and builder, Uvoneh, Ne'emana, Ne'emana, Uvoneh, Uameh Konenah, Ha'elohim, whose builder and maker is Ha Elohim, the power of the Almighty, the true good, the true God, the Almighty. Ki yechikah la'er asher yesudatah ne'emana u'avoneh u'ame'ekonenah Ha Elohim. But notice that it was only after Avram made the long journey into the unknown land of Canaan, the Canaanu, that Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim appeared to him, saying, according to Bereishit, Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 7, to your offspring I will give this land.
Le'zarecha eten et ha'aretz hazot.
To thy seed will I give this land.
Le'zarecha eten et ha'aretz hazot.
Full of full right here, and Yahuwah appeared to Avram and said,
Vayara, Vayera, Vayera, Yahuwah, El Avram, Vayomera, Le Zarecha, Etena et haaret ahazota, Vayevena Shama Mizbeyach, La Yahuwah, Ha Nireh Elav.
Full of verse, and Yahuwah, Jehovah appeared to Avram.
Va yera, wa yera, Yahuwah, el Avram, and said, Wayomer, to thy seed, le zarecha, le zarecha, to thy seed, thy race, le zarecha, etain, I will give, et haaretz ahazot, I will give this land, etain, I will give, et haaretz, the land, hazot, the this, she, I will give this land.
And he built it there. And he did what? He built it there.
Vayeven, wa yeben, wa yeben, sham, mizbeach, an altar, mizbeach, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, ha nireh elav, ha nireh elayo,
to he who be who he be, la Yahuwah, who appeared, la Yahuwah, ha nireh, Elio, who appeared to him, to thy seed,
le zarecha etain et haaretz hazot.
In other words, Abraham did not amen, did not amen, did not admit as truth or credit, believe to say, he did not trust the promise because he saw Ha'elohim, he saw Ha'elohim, the almighty power, but he was able to see Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, seen after he had walked, after he had tried it, after he had yadded, after he had walked be'emuna, in admittance, in credit, in trust, in admitting as true, in the true faith. His faith, emunato, his faith, his trust, his admittance, his amen, emunato, in Ha'elohim, in the almighty power, enabled him to see Ha'elohim's hand, Ha'elohim's yad, to see the almighty power's hand. Not the other way around. It was not, key word, key reasoning, it was not the other way around. So Abraham did not amen the promise, Hatikwa, Hatikva, because he saw Ha'elohim, but he was able to seen Ha'elohim, the almighty power, after he had walked it out, halakha, after he had tried it out, there, emuna, in faith, in admittance, in credit, emunato, his faith in Ha'elohim enabled him to seen Ha'elohim's yad, his hand, not the other way around. The principle of the me'amin, of the amen, the amen, the admittance, the credit, the trust, right? Some people say believing. We say believing, right? The principle of the ma'amin, the emuna, the amine, the faith, the trust, the credit. In order to understand, to understand, to come to that full standing, that overstanding, this is essential to the walk, to the halakha, to the tribe of the emuna, of the true admittance, the true amine, the true faith, right? In this world, in alem hazot, alem hazeh, Al-Kain. Therefore, our Torah, the Torah reading for this Shavua, for Shabbat Vayera, and he appeared, Vayera. It includes what many ones call, and I, and even I and I also call, the gospel, the good news, according to Moshe, according to Moses, the gospel, the good news, according to Moses, or rather Moshe's, his account of how Abraham was tested by Ha'elohim, by the Almighty Power, to offer his Bein Yachid, his only begotten son, his Bein son Yachid, Yachid only, one and only, only begotten son, the Bein Yachid, as a sacrifice on Har Moriah, Moriah, on Mount Moriah. This is the place, this is the Makom, HaMakom, the spot, the place of the future Hekal, the place of the future temple, even the temple of Yerushalayim. This is the spot, Mount Moriah. Now, the famous and, well, you know, I'll say, well, referred to narrative or the story is referred to by us as the Akedah, the Akedah. What's the Akedah? The Akedat Yitzhak. What is the Akedat Yitzhak? It is the binding, Akedah, the binding of Yitzhak. It wasn't a sacrifice, not in that sense, but it's the binding, the Yitzhak, right? Isaac, his Akedah, the Akedat Yitzhak, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 to 18. At the very last moment, we have the Malaak, Yahuwah, the Malaak of Jehovah, the angel, the messenger of Jehovah, stopping Abraham from going through with the Zabach, what some say, or the Olah, the sacrifice, and providing a ram, an ayil, a ram as a substitute, the ram as a substitute. Now, Abraham, then he named the location. Now, according to modern Yehudinet and Judaism, they'll say Adonai Yireh, Adonai Yireh. But according to Torah, it says Yahuwah Yireh, Yahuwah, Yahuwah Yireh, or as we would say, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, Yahuwah Yireh. He who be who he be, Yireh, Yireh. He will see to it, Yireh. He will provide, provida, before seeing. He will provide, he will see, Yahuwah Yireh. Now, Yahuwah Yireh is from the third masculine single, according to the Ivrit, the Hebrew imperfect, of the verb ra'ah, 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 ra'ah is to see, ra'ah, to see. The binding, the akedat, akedat Yitzhak, the akedah of Yitzhak, it perfectly illustrates, according to the word picture, according to the type, both the principle of sacrificial love and the principle that we must first unreservedly, amen, amen, admit, credit, trust as truth, the amen, in that love, in order to understand, to begin to understand, to come to that full standing and to overstand the ways of Yahuwah, the ways of Yahweh, he who be, we be. And here we have Yohanan, Yohanan, John, the gospel according to John, chapter 5, verse 46. So here, in Ha Besorah, Ha Kedosha, Al Pi Yohanan, the gospel according to St. John, Ha Besorah, Ha Kedosha, Al Pi Yohanan, here John's gospel according to John, chapter 5, here at verse 46. For had ye believed, amen, amen, credited, trust, accepted that truth, Moshe, Moses, ye y'all will have believed, amen, amen, admitted, trusted, credited as true, I. For he wrote of me, for he wrote of I. So here, gospel according to Yohanan, here, ki elu. Hey, man, tema, le Moshe, gam li, ta minu, ki yahu, katav, alai. For had your believed, amen, amen, and Moshe, ki lu, hey, man, tema, le Moshe, y'all would have, you also me, gam li, gam also li, for me, gam li. Ta'aminu, y'all would have also amen, I, credited, trusted as truth, I, gamli, ta'aminu, ki, for, who, he, katavalai, he wrote of I. Ki, lua, he, man, tema, limoshe, gamli, ta'aminu, ki, who, katavalai. Those who, ma'amen, amen, in Yeshua, hanotri, understand, understand, come to that full standing, overstanding, that's the Akedah as a foreshadowing, and a foreshadowing of the ultimate sacrifice of the Heavenly Father, of Avinu Shavah Shamayim, our Father who art, who would give on I and I behalf. Unlike Abraham, Elohim Ha'av, Elohim, the Father, the Almighty Father, actually offered his Bein Yachid, his one and only, his Bein Yachid, his only begotten son at Moriah, in order to make Yeshua, Yeshuot, salvation available for all who will me'amin, who will amine, who credit, trust, accept as truth. And here we have the gospel according to Yohanan, John chapter 3, verses 16 to 18, and 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. So here, John, Yohanan, chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. For high lehim, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting eternal life. For high lehim sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth, ameneth on him, is not condemned, but he that ameneth not is condemned already, because he hath not amened in the name of the only begotten son of high lehim. Ki yakakach ahav ha Elohim et ha olam ad asher natan et benoa et yachid lema'an lo yovad kol ha ma'amin bo ki yima yichye chayei olamim. For Elohim so loved the world. Ki yakakach ahav ha Elohim et ha olam, that he gave his only begotten son. Ad asher natana eta benoa eta yechido, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Lima ana loa yovad kol ha ma'amina ba'u, but have eternal everlasting life. Ki ima yichye chayeya olamim. Ki yakakach ahava ha Elohim et ha olam ad asher natana et benoa et yechido lema'an lo yovad kol ha ma'amin ba'u ki yayim yichye chayei olamim. For Hailahim sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Ki ha Elohim lo shalach et benoa el ha olam ladin et ha olam ki yima lema'ana yevasha boa ha olam. For Elohim sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. Ki ha Elohim lo shalach et benoa el ha olam ladin. For Elohim sent not his son, ki ha Elohim lo shalach et beno to the world il ha olam to condemn the world, ladina et ha olam, but that the world through him might be saved. Ki ayim lema'ana yevasha Bawa ha olam. Ki'im, for if that the world through him might be saved. Ki'im lima'ana yivasha bo saved in him. Yivasha bawa ha olam. Ki ha Elohim lo shalach et benoa el ha olam le ladin. Ela ha olam ki ima lema'ana yevasha boa ha olam. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth ameneth not is condemned already, because he hath not amen believeth in the name of the only begotten son of ha Elohim, of ha Elohim. Ha ma'amina boa loa yidon va'asher loa ya Yamin bo kvara nadon ki aloha ha'amina b'shem ben ha'elohim ha'yachid. He that ameneth, believeth on him, is not condemned. ha mamin bau lo yidon. Ha mamin bau lo yidon. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Va'asher lo yamin bau kavar. Kavar is condemned already. Va'asher lo yamin bau kabar. Kabar nadon. Kavar nadon is condemned, is already. Kavar nadon, already condemned. Va'asher loa yamina ba'u, kavar nadon. Because he hath not, amen, believed, credited, trusted as true in the name of the only begotten Son of Ha Elohim of Ha'ilahim Ki. Lo ha'amin b'shem ben ha Elohim ha yachid. Because he hath not amained, he hath not trusted, credited, ki lo ha'amin, ki lo ha'amin, b'shem, in the name, b'shem, ben ha'elohim, ben ha'elohim, in the name of the Son of the Almighty, the Son of Ha'elohim, ha'yachid, the only begotten, the only, the one and only. Ha mamina bawa loa yidon, va asher loa yamina bawa kavar nadon, ki loa he mina bishema benaha Elohima ha yachid. And here the first epistle of Yohanan of John, chapter 4, here, verse 9. In this was manifest the love of Ha'ilahim, Ha Elohim, Almighty, toward us, because that Ha Elohim sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Bezot nirata has ahavat Ha Elohim. In this, bazot nirata ahavat Ha Elohim. In this being manifest, ahavat Ha Elohim, the love of Ha Elohim lanu, upon us, ki ashalacha Ha Elohim eta benoa eta yachidoa la olam lema'an nechiye al yado. Because that Ha Elohim sent his only begotten Son into the world. Ki yashalach ha Elohim, for Elohim sending, ki shalach ha Elohim eta bino, his Son, eta yachido, the only one, his only one, eta bino, eta yachido, la olam, into the world, the eternal one, eternally, into the world, lima'an, so that, nechye, we live all upon Yado, upon his hands, Yado, al Yado, but taken in another sense in the Hebrew to say through him, like upon his hands, as to say through him. Bazot nirata ahavat ha Elohim lanu, ki shalacha ha Elohim eta beno et yechidoa la olam, lima'ana nechye al Yado. Therefore, as Abraham himself confessed, Elohim yireh lawu haseh, Elohim will provide for himself the lamb, will provide for himself, haseh, the lamb. Elohim yireh lawu haseh, Elohim yireh lawu haseh, Elohim will provide for himself the lamb. Here, Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 22, verse 8, the A part of the verse. Vayomer Avraham, Elohim yireh lawu haseh le'ola bini. And Avraham said, Vayomer Avraham, and Abraham said, Vayomer Avraham, Elohim will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. Vayomer Avraham, Elohim yireh lawu haseh le'ola b'ni. This is an answer to Yitzhak asking, well, we have the wood, you know, we have the wood, we got the fire, we got all these things, but where's the lamb? And Avraham, Vayomer Avraham, Elohim yir'eh lehu ahaseh le'ola b'ni. And Avraham said, in response to the question that Yitzhak had, and this is important, Avraham said that Elohim yir'eh lehu, yir'eh, he will see, he will consider, he will see for himself, he will consider, say see, literally, the yir'eh, yir'eh lehu, lehu, for himself, he will behold, look, consider, bringing out the sense, Hebraically, the second of the Hebrew two truths, that he will provide for himself. He will see for himself. Yir'eh lehu haseh, haseh, the seh, the seh, the lamb. Vayomer Avraham, Elohim yir'eh lehu haseh le'ola, le'ola, of the ola, of the holocaust offering, of the burnt offering, of the ola, ola, le'ola, b'ni, b'ni, my son. So he's answering his son, saying, like, saying, my son, Elohim will provide for himself the lamb of the ola, of the burnt offering. So now this makes us now ask concerning what people say, the sacrifice. How did Avinu Avraham, how did Father Avraham, how do you understand this? How do you understand this? Since his son had asked him, well, we have all the other items, you know, wood and this and that, but where's the sacrifice? Where's, you know, where's the lamb? And the response of Avraham, Vayomer Avraham, Elohim yir'eh lehu haseh le'ola b'ni. Elohim will provide for himself. They even say of himself, haseh, the lamb, le'ola, of the burnt offering, b'ni, my son. So here for this Shabbat, Shabbat wa'yera, 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 va'yera, va'yera, and he who be, who he be, appear. You know, va'yera, va'yera, elav, Yehovah, be'elonei mamre, and being visible, and being seeable, va'yera, 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 and being seeable, right, being visible, appearing, vayera elayo, elav, to him, vayera elav, vayera elayo, to him, Yehovah, Yehovah, he who be, who he be, and he who be, who he be, appeared to him, vayera elav, Yehovah, vayera elayo, Yehovah, be'elone, be'elone, mamre, by or in the oaks, the terebinths, the strong trees, the God trees, the strong trees, be'elone, be'elone, be'elone mamre, by the elon, the strong trees, the terebinth trees, the oak trees, amongst the trees, not as KJV translates in the King James Version where it reads in the plains of Mamre, but we have be'elone mamre, in the Elone. And what is the Elone? The trees, the Elon, Elon in the singular, Elone, the trees of Mamre, the oaks of Mamre, the strong trees known as the terebinths of Mamre, Mamre. Mamre is interesting because Mamre, we have Mara, Mara in a sense as a verb to be strong, Mamre, Mamre. Now Mamre, right, was Ach. Ach and Achaber, right, of Avraham. We have Mamre, right, as an Ach, as a brother. And it's interesting because, according to the narrative, he is a Canaanite. He is a Canaanite, right? But also, he is confederate. So he may be one of the early, right, you say, believers, fellow faithful with Avraham. We see this throughout the narrative. But here, with the revelation, with Yahuwah appearing, right, Vayera Elayo Yehovah Be'elone Mamre, and Yahweh, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, appeared, was visible, was seeable to him in the oaks, in the trees, in the terebinths, the strong trees of Mamre, of Mamre. Vayera Elav Yehovah Be'elone Mamre. Here,
for this fourth sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Vayera, for Sabbath Vayera. And he, even he who be, who he be, became visible. He appeared. Seen, sighing, 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 sighing.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat.
Tell you what.
Check it now. You just check it now. People drink a lot of alcohol, right? And they get drunk, right? No, when you get drunk, you don't really meditate. You're just drunk and you feel miserable. No, when we smoke, it make you cool, you know. It stimulates your mind and make you sit down and meditate. Instead, you get foolish, you sit down and then you can meditate, you can meditate, you can meditate.
Yes, yes, yes. The revelation of the Hebrew Trinity in the house of Abraham. Here for this fourth sabbatical study, here for the Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Wayera, and he became visible, and he appeared. We're going to build on that. The three men, three mortal men, three mortal men. Shalosha Anashim. But first, right here, we have a psalm, today's daily psalm. According to the royal order, we have Psalm 9. Let's ride up on Psalm 9. Let's start out from low degrees to high degrees, the KJV, firstly. Then we get to the royal Amharic, with the verse by verse of today's daily psalm. So right here. Yes, I. Stay tuned. Psalm 9.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 9 according to the royal order.
Psalm 9.
Mizmor tet. Lamnatseah almut labben mizmor le David. 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 Mizmor le David.
I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me, thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Higgaihon, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not alway be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah, 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 Selah.
You can hear today's daily psalm, Psalm 9. Now, Psalm 9 and Psalm 10, they actually go together, and it's an interesting thing that happens in some of the ancient numberings, 9 and 10, in some of the ancient Bibles, also in the Royal Ethiopic Scripts and His Majesty's Bible. We have a secondary numbering from the ancients that show us that these two psalms are the connectivity right here. So we're going to ride up right here, dubwise, Royal Amharic, Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Bible, Psalm 9 and 10, Abraham Chebuda on the word sound right here, dubwise. But first this, give us some
praise. Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemigashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But we want the next verse with Amharic. But some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
So here, dubwise right here from the King of Kings Bible, 2-in-1 dub, Psalm 9 and 10. Babylon, now listen.
Legashun,
مزمور زدي لمزمران عليك أحب متلابين يداويت مزمور عبيتو بلبيه اللو عمسجن هالو تامراته نمهلو انقرالو بانت دس لي حسيت نم عدركال لقول هوي لسمه ازمرالو ألعفو تشي ودوها لعبة تملسو إزي يسناك كلالو كفيتهم يتفعلو فردين النابك ألين عدرقه اللي نعلنا صدقني يفردك بزوفان لا يتأمر أهزاب نقصد زنقو تشنات أفع سمع تشونم لزل عالم دمس ألعفو تش بطور لزل عالم تأفو كتمو تشونم أفرد ذكرات تشون باند النكف እግዚአብሔር ግን ለዘላለም ይኖራል ዙፋኑንም ለመፍረድ አዘጋጀ እርሱም ዓለምን በጽድቅ ይፈርዳታል አህዛብንም በቅንነት ይዳኛቸው እግዚአብሔርም ለድሆች መጠጊያ ሆናቸው እርሱም በመከራቸው ጊዜ ረዳታቸው ስምህን የሚያውቁ ሁሉ ባንተ ይታመናሉ አቤቱ የሚሹህን አትተዋቸውምና በጽዮን ለሚኖር ለእግዚአብሔር ዘምሩ በአሕዛብም መካከል አደረ አርጉን ንገሩ ደማቸውን የሚመራመር እርሱ አስቧልና የድሆችንም ጩኸት አረሳምና አቤቱ እዘንል ጠላቶችም የሚያመጡብኝን መከራ እይ ከሞት ደጆች ከፍ ከፍ የምታደርገኝ ምስጋናውን ሁሉ እናገር ዘንድ በጽዮን ልጆች በደጆቿ በማዳንህ ደስ ይለኛል አህዛብ በሰሩት ጉድጓድ ወደቁ በዚያችም በሸሸጓት ወጥመድ እግራቸው ተጠመደ እግዚአብሔር ፍርድን በማድረግ የታወቀ ነው ኃጢአተኛውም በእጁ ሥራ ተጠመደ ኃጢአተኞች ወደ ሲኦል ይመለሳሉ እግዚአብሔርን የሚረሱ አህዛብም ሁሉ ድሃ ለዘላለም አይረሳም የችግረኞችም ተስፋቸው ለዘላለም አይጠፋ አቤቱ ተነስ ሰውም አይበርታ አህዛብም በፊትህ ይፈረድባቸው አቤቱ ፍርሃትን በላያቸው ጫንባቸው አህዛብ ሰዎች እንደሆኑ ይወቁ በቅንፍ መዝሙር 10 በዕብራይስጥ አቤቱ ለምን ርቀህ ቆም በመከራም ጊዜ ለምን ትሰወራለህ በኃጢአተኛ ትቢት ድሃ ይናደዳል ባሰቡት ተንኮላቸው ተጠመዱ ኃጢአተኛ በነፍሱ ፈቃድ ይወደሳልና አመፀኛም ይባርካል ኃጢአተኛ እግዚአብሔርን አበሳጨው እንደ ቁጣውም ብዛት አይመራመረው በርሱ ፊት እግዚአብሔር የለም መንገዱ ሁሉ የረከሰ ነው ፍርድህም በፊቱ የፈረሰ ነው ጠላቶችንም ሁሉ ይገዛቸው በልቡ ይላል ለልጅ ልጅ አልታወክም ክፉም አያገኘኝ አፉ መርገምንና ሽንገላን ተንኮልን የተሞላ ከምላሱ በታች ጉዳትና መከራ ነው በመንደሮች መሸመቂያ ይቀመጣል ንጹሃንን በስውር ይገድል ዘንድ አይኖቹም ወደ ድሃ ይመለከታሉ እንደ አንበሳ በችፍግ ዱር በስውር ይሸምቃል ድሃውን ለመንጠቅ ያደርጋል ድሃውን ይነጥቀዋል ባሽክላውም ይስበዋል ድሃ ይዋረዳል ይጎብጣል በሃያላኑም እጅ ወድቃል በልቡም ይላል እግዚአብሔር ረስቶኛ ፈጽሞም እንዳያየኝ ፊቱ ሰወ አቤቱ አምላክ ሆይ ተነስ እጅህም ከፍ ከፍ ትበል ድሆችን አትርሳ ኃጢአተኛ ስለምን እግዚአብሔርን አስቆጣው በልቡ አይመራመረኝም ይላልና አየኸው አንተ ክፋትንና ቁጣን ትመለከታለህና በጅ ፍዳውን ለመስጠት ድሃ ራሱን ላንተ ይተዋል ለድሃ ደግም ረዳቱ አንተ ነው የኃጢአተኛንና የክፉን ቅንድ ትበል የኃጢአቱንም ብድራት ክፈል ሌላ እስከማይገኝ ድረስ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ይነግሣል አሕዛብ ከምድሩ ይጠፋል እግዚአብሔር የድሆችን ምኞት ሰማ ጆሮውም የልባቸውን ሐሳብ አደመጠ ፍርዱ ለድሃ ደግና ለችግረኛ ይደረግ ዘንድ ሰዎች በምድር ላይ አፋቸውን ከፍ ከፍ ማድረግ እንዳይደግሙ
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Salam tut enayist eling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Salam tut enayist eling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king. Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. Hag Adosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, bless the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, yes I, bless, bless, yes, yes. So here we have today's daily psalm, and just a couple of highlights right here. It's a song of thanksgiving, a song of thanksgiving. Here in the Sefer Tehillim, it's known as the Tate, according to the Hebrew, Aleph Beit, is the Tate, is the ninth. So here the ninth Psalm IX, a song of thanksgiving. In some of the Hebrew manuscripts and in the ancient, we could say the Greek, the LXX, and the Latin versions, and also in the Metzaf Kedus of Negusa Negeza, Ethiopia, Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, in the Book of the Seven Seals, as we compare and contrast the HSV, Haile Selassie version, side by side of the KJV, these two psalms are joined. And also to share the native speaker and reader, Abraham Chebuda, also bringing forward Psalm 9, he also attaches Psalm 10, because in some of the Hebrew manuscripts, like and ancient manuscripts from the ancient Greek and the Latin versions, IX, Psalm 9, and X, Psalm 10, are joined into one and joined as one Mizmor. So here we have Mizmor Tate, here we have Mizmor Zetain, but also Mizmor Asar, you know, 10 is connected in the ancient. Now, the same current of thought, it runs through both. Dependence upon Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, Ex-Yavihar, the sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, for escape from evil machinations, mechanizations and machination, the evil machines. Also, a trace of an alphabetical acrostic in the Aleph Beit in the Psalms is discernible in the verses of the two Psalms, although several letters are omitted. Now, there's a resemblance in the phraseology of the two psalms, Psalm 9 and Psalm 10, likewise is noticeable. Nevertheless, a modern opinion point of view is, quote, it seems better to regard Psalm 10 as a later mizmor, chant, intonation, vocal praise composed as an appendix or as a continuation, attenuation of the earlier under different conditions, rather than as part of a mizmor or psalm from which from the beginning was one whole. So instead of looking at it that it was from the beginning as one whole psalm, some better perspective of it, which some of us might share and agree, is that Psalm 10 was composed later, as we just brought forward. Now, this is an agreement with the Judaic tradition, and we also see, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, our Judeo-Christian tradition and groundation in the Metzahaf Kedus, Book of the Seven Seals of His Majesty, that, yes, this is an agreement with the Judaic, Jewish, and the Lion of the Tribe of Judah tribe tradition, which divides the compositions into two separate psalms, but also links in the Metzahaf Kedus, the Mezmor Dawit, links that these psalms are connected. Here, we have a hymn in Mizmor 8, Psalm 9, Mizmor Zetang, we have a hymn of praise for victory over national enemies. And the historical background may be that which is narrated in 2 Samuel. In 2 Samuel VIII, 2 Samuel chapter 8, to get the historical context to this Psalm, Psalm of David, Mizmor Le David. Now, also very interesting, we have here is the superscription that we have in today's daily psalm. Just to focus here, you know, on a couple of these basic foundations, we have the superscription, La Menatzeach al Mut Ladein, Mizmor Le David, for the leader, the chief musician upon Mut Ladein, al Mut Ladein, al Mut Ladein, Mut Ladein, death to the son, death of the son. This is a superscription of today's daily psalm, Psalm 9, which is also themed as a psalm of praise, a psalm of praise. Now, the Schofield Study Bible, Habarim, yes, I'm Machaber Tenyoch. Let's go right here to Psalm 9, and the footer here, we have a little footer here, says Mut, or Muth, as they have it pointed, Mut Labain. Death of the Son. So Hebraically, we can talk about death of the Son or death to the Son, is not a musical instrument, but the title of the psalm. And they say that it's possibly connected with 2 Samuel. Here we have 2 Samuel chapter 12 and 20. 2 Samuel, so take note. 2 Samuel chapter 12 and 20 in the First Schofield Study Bible notes. So just to point that out right there, it's in the footer right there for the disciples of the King of Kings Christ. So here, Mutalabeng, death to the Son. There's an old Judaic commentators that explained that David, some say, composed this pian, this kind of like a Hebrew psalm composition on the death of a neighboring ruler named Labain, who, according to some commentators and commentaries, had oppressed, rephrase, downpressed Yisrael. But there's no record of him in the Bible, in Torah, right, history. So by analogy, it is most likely a direction to the leader of the orchestra, Le Mezamaran Aleka, the musical director, the musical leader, the chief musician, indicating the name of a song whose melody was to accompany the psalm, the Mizmor. It's almost like in a session or a chant hall, or they say dance hall, you know, roots and righteous, you know, where you say to the selector, you know, upon such and such a rhythm, you know, upon this rhythm, you know, to the chief musician upon such and such, or to the, you know, the band, you know, to play a certain rhythm, you know, for a certain tune or a certain type of composition. So just pointing that there, but it's very interesting. Some even look a little bit deeper into, you know, the crypticness of the superscription. Bamarinya, we have today's daily psalm, Mezmor Zeteng, themed as the kufu lai furd, the kufu upon the evil, upon the ratchet, the kufu lai upon them, furd, the furd, the judgment, a judgment. Le mezamran aleka, to the chief musician, to the aleka, the chief of the mezamran, be mutalavein. So we have this also here pointed, showing us the Hebrew pointing here in the royal Amharic, be mutalavein, ye dawit mezmor. Now, today's daily song, a couple of just highlights. We've gone into a little bit more of a Hebraic, getting into the roots, and hopefully that'll become available for those who seek to study that objective reality and the truth. But looking at a couple of overviews of today's daily psalm, all right, just because of some time, you know, iterations here, we have verses 1 to 2. Verses 1 to 2 begins off with the praise to Jah after the victory. And so in verses 2 and 3, right, verses 2 and 3 in the Hebrew corresponds to the KJV, verses 1 to 2, where it reads right here, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will shew forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise thy name, O thou most high. Bamarinya, we have Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we begin. Very, very interesting what we have right here in the opening two verses, the praise, the eyes, as with my whole heart, I bear to my father's father, O father of the house, I bear to Yod Hey Weh Hey, he who be, who he be, be libe hulu, libe, my heart, be in, libe, in my heart, be libe hulu, with all my heart, or in my heart, all, in all of my heart, amesa ginhalo, I will praise thee, I mel ta'amratihinim, hulu, and your amazing, wondrous, marvelous, ta'amratihinim, hulu, negralo, I will tell, be ante, in the eye, speaking to he who be, who he be, I there too, be ante, des, ilenya, des, happiness, des, joy, glad, des, ilenya, to say to me. So the sense of happiness is also that, what word, sound, power. As we say that happiness, gladness is not a feeling in that sense. It's a perception, a state of mind, but it has to do with saying happiness in the eye, right? In the eye, like happiness is said to eye. Happiness is said, joy is said to I. Hasid tenim, hasid tenim, hasid tenim adargalo. And I will exalt, I will rejoice. Type of rejoicing, the hasid, right? Hasid tenim, and rejoicing I do. I do, I does. Le'ul hoi, le'ul, le'ul, the Most High, often translated as, but also it's one of the orders within John's system of government. We could say like the monarchy in that sense of the le'ul also corresponds to the prince. Oh, prince, le'ul, the one who is on high in that sense. Le'ul, le'ul, le'ul hoi, le'simeh, le'simeh, simeh, the I, male name, le'simeh. Izemralo, lesemih izemralo. I will chant Isis, zemre, zemre, to intonate, to chant, chanting Isis to the eyes, male name. Lesemih izemralo. So here we have the opening two verses. Then we have verses 3 to 4. Exiarihir, the sustaining of the good, the generous, open-handed, Ab, Father, Yod Hey, Wehey, Yahweh, He who be, we be, Divine Majesty, the Vindicator, the Vindicator. So here in these two verses we have, for thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou, the I, sattest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever, for ever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end. Thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. So here we have John the Vindicator picking up from verses. Well, I read three verses, but these two verses here, John the Vindicator, verses 3 and 4. Telatoche awodahwala betamele sugi ze yisena kalalu kafite hima yitafalu furdena betelena dergehilinyalina sidkene yefaredihebezufanihilaya tekemet. So here we have these two verses right here. When mine enemies are turned back, they stumble and perish at thy presence, at thy face. Telatoche, my haters, wada khwala, wada towards khwala, toward the back, wada khwala, backward. Betamele sugize, when they are turned backward, yisenakalalu, they stumble. They'll be offended in one sense, in a New Testament sense, they'll be offended, but also they'll stumble. Yisenakalalu, kafite him. And from your male face perception, yitafalo, they will be lost from your perception. They do not have that divine state of mind. Kafita him yitafalo, or in the temporal, we could say in the manifest sense, they'll be destroyed at your presence, at your face. But they are lost from his face, from his perception, from his perspective. Kut arat, verse 4. Ferdena bekalena dergehil nyalina sidukin iyafredihi bezufanihi laya tek emet. Ferde, my judgment. Ferdena and bekalen. And bekalen, my judgment. It's interesting. Bekalen is like almost avenging, getting a vengeance, you know, in that sense. Adergeh. The I doing linya lina, the I has done, the I does, what the I does for I, my judgment and bekele, and my vengeance, the I does it for I. Sidkin, sidik, righteousness, sidkin yefredih, the I, the one judging, sidik, because the I is melke, sidik. Melke Sedek from Sidik, Sidik, righteousness. Sidkin Yefredih, the eye judging Bezufanih lie upon the eye's male throne. Bezufanih lie, tek emet, the eye seatus, the eye is enthroned on the eye's throne. So here we have verses 5 to 6. Verses 5 to 6, the complete destruction of his enemies, of I and I enemies, of I and I haters. Verses 5 to 6, right? Yeah, verses 5 to 6. Thou rebukest the heathen, thou destroy the wicked, thou hast put out their name for Ivor. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. Their memorial is perished. So the complete destruction of the deconstruction of the enemy, verses 5 to 6. Ahizabin geses zinuguoch nem atefa simachu nem lezlalema demeses telatocha betor lezlalema tefu katemochachu nem farese zikracha wima beandineta tefa. So what we have here is the nations, Ahizab, the peoples, the Goyim in the Hebrew, with the Ahizavina Geseltze, the I rebukes there. Zinguoch Nim Atefa, Zinguoch. From what we study, ancient archaic term was like the hypocrites, right? You cause them to perish, make them lost. They get lost, and they get lost, right? Or cause them to perish. Samachuanim and their names, and their name, in the sense of their name, like they have one name. Samachuanim and their name. Lezalema demesese. You roll out, destroy their name, the name, blot it out. Blot out. Telatoch. 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 Enemies. Betora lezalem tefu. Betor in war, forever they are destroyed. They're destroyed forever. So when you see the nations is going at war and war, that's it for them. They're destroyed forever, right? Betor lezalem tefu. Forever. Right, they are destroyed by way of war, their haters. Katamochachu with them, afarese, and you demolish their cities. Break them down. Zikrachuim, and their memorial, their zikr, zikrachuim, ba'andinet in oneness, tefu, right? Perish all together as one now. So looking at these verses here, bringing us right here, let's bring it to a point right here, right? Because today's psalm right here is so very important right here. So let's ride up right here, right? We have verses 7, right, to 8. John, the judge of all, being the judge of all. He's enthroned forever, right? From this instance of retribution, the psalmist and I, we derive a lesson to Meherit, that all the peoples of the earth, the earthly plane, are under the jurisdiction of the eternal judge, even the King of Kings. They have to give account of their actions before him, and he pronounces judgment equitably. The universality of this concept of a gezeirah to sustain the good, the generous av, should be noted. In other words, let it be noted, verses 7 to 8, Gziav Yergin Lezalem Yinorad, Zufanu Nema Lemefred Azegaja, Ersum Alamina Bezidika Yferdatal, Hizbinim, Sika, Ahizabinim Bekinneti Yedanyachual. Verses 7 and 8. Go look at the numbering over here. Yeah, verses 7 and 8. In these verses right here, 7 and 8, but Exiav, the sustainer, shall endure for Iva. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. Exiav again, Lelaninora, Zufanunim, Lemefred, Azegaja. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Arsum alemena bez idika yifardatal ahizabinim bek inneti danyachuad. Now here we have verses 9, right? Just taking these two verses, each of these two verses has a particular theme, 9 and 10. We have verses 9 and 10. Exiab is sustainer, yod hey, where hey, he will be, who he be, also will be a refuge for the, it says oppressed, rephrase, downpressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Verse 10, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, I, for thou, Yahweh, Jehovah, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee, I. Bamarinya, the Met of Kedus. Ekziyavi harimma le deho cha met egiya honacho. Arsum be mekaracho gizei radatacho no. Simehina yemiyahu kuhu luba ante itaminalu abitu. Yemiyashuhina ate te wachumna. These two beautiful verses right here. Let's keep it moving. This section is Ekziyavi, the sustainer, is the protector. The itector, the protector, Exiavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, also will be a high tower for the oppressed, for the downpressed. Exiavia harim, le dehoch, for the poor. Metegia, refuge, honacho, he become for them, he be, who be, who he be for them. A high power in times of trouble, in troublous time, Arsum, and he himself and none other, Arsum, the Mekaracho Gizeh, in their times of Mekara, right, their times of trouble, the Mekaracho Gizeh, Redatacho, no, he is their helper, he is their assistant. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, in thee. Those that know thy name, Simehin, Simeh, the I male name, Simehin, Yemiyauku, Hulu, the Ante Yitaminalu, Simehin, the I's name, Yemiyauku, those who know Hulu, all those who know the I's name, Simehin, Yemiyauku, Hulu, Be Ante in the I, speaking to he who be, we be directly, Be Ante in the I male, Yitaminalu, they will be Rastaman, Taminalu, Yitaminalu, they will trust. Put their trust, their credo, their credence, their credit, their yea and the amen, to, O Father, the house, Yemishuhin, Ate Tawachuwimina, those who seek thee, Yemishuhin, those who seek thee, I, male, Ate Tawachuwimina, I will not leave, not forsake. He will not forsake you, not leave those who trust in the eye, in the eye, in the eye, in the eye. Here, verses 11 to 12, Exiavihir, the Avenger. Verses 11 to 12, sing praises to Exiavihir, which dwelleth in Sion, in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. That Sion le minora le egeziarihir zemru, the ahizabim le kakela de raraguna ngeru, demachowin, yemi maramer ersu asboalina, ye dehoch nemachuheta ala resamina. Oh, amen, 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 amen. Picking up with verses 13 to 14, the prayer of the humble. Have mercy upon me, upon I, Abir, to thy Father. Consider my trouble which I suffer. Of them that hate me, that hate I, thou the I, that liftest me I up from the gates of death, that I may shew forth all thy praise, thy eyes as in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. Verses 13 and 14, the prayer of the humble Abetu. Izenalina telatochem yemiyametu vin mekrai kamota de joch kefkefa yemita dergen miskanawino hulu nagerzen betsiona leja bede jochua bemadanih desilenyan. Desilenyan, yes, 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 in the gates of the daughter, the entrance to the city where the people aggregate. So is the best place in which to secure publicity, to publicize in the gates of the daughter of Sion, Yerushalayim, being the mother city. Jerusalem is Ainai mother, the mother city, even the new Jerusalem in Ethiopia. Yes, I, Rastafari, the daughter of Zion, represents its inhabitants. He has lifted Ainai up from the gates. Kamote joch kef kef yemita dergeng. He has caused I to go high, high, high from the gates of death. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here we get the change to praise to Isis. Isis, 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 Isis. So verses 15 to 16. Retribution. Bekel, bekele. Retribution overtakes aggressors. Even those who are passive aggressors overtake the aggressors. Yes, verses 15 to 16, Chabarim. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, in the net which they hid, is their own foot taken. Xavier, the same, the good, generous, open-handed, our Father is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked, the ratchet, is sneered in the work of his own hand. Higayon, higayon, the irritation, seh, la, pause, 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 pause. Here we have the retribution that overtakes the aggressors. Here, verses 15 to 16. Ahizabe Saruta, good guada wordaku, በዚያችም በሸሽጓታ ወጥመድ እግራቸው ተጠመደች። እግዚአብሔር ፍርድና በማድረግ የታወቀ ነው። ኃጢአተኛው በእጆቹ ስራ ተጠመደ. Got snared in their own traps. Their own traps and their own schemes. The nations are sunk down in the pit which they made, and the net which they hid is their own foot. Is their own foot taken? They are sunk down. They fell into the pit. They fall. Exavia hath made himself known. He hath executed judgment. The wicked, the ratchet, is snared in the work of his own hands. Higayon, Selah. Pause. Higayon, a meditation. A meditation. Pause. Here we have verses 17 to 18, the fate of the ratchet. The wicked, the ratchet, shall be turned into hell. And all nations that forget, Ekziyavihar, the sustainer of the good, the generous, our Father. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation, the hope of the poor shall not perish forever, for either. Interesting verse. The nations are turned. The wicked shall return to the netherworld. The wicked shall return to the Seol, the Sheol, the Duat. Even all nations that forget Elohim, the true good, the true God, for the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the expectation of the poor perish forever. Here to fulfill. Oh, no. When poor is mentioned in the scriptures, well, let's just move forward. We're going to touch on that. It's mentioned for sense of devoutness, reverence, even Ila, awe. Not the way in the world, flesh, and the satanic sakura. Right? Here we have the last two verses here. Arise, Abiatu. Let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear and respect, Abiatu. I, Father's Father, O Father of the house, that the nations may know themselves to be. But men, Selah, pause. Verses 19 and 20, Abiatu. Tenes sawim aiberta ahzabim befitih yifred debacho avetu farhatina bayalacho chanbacho ahzab sawo chindahonu yiwaku ahzab sawo chindahonu yiwaku.
Teach me, teacher. Each high and I am a teacher.
Mazmur Zatay ለመዘምራን አለቃ በሙትላቤን የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ በልቤ ሁሉ አመሰግናለሁ፣ ታምራትህንም ሁሉ እነግራለሁ። ባንተ ደስ ይለኛል፣ ሐሴትንም አደርጋለሁ። ልዑል ሆይ ለስምህ እዘምራለሁ። ጠላቶቼ ወደ ኋላ በተመለሱ ጊዜ ይሰናከላሉ፣ ከፊትህም ይጠፋሉ። ፍርዴንና በቀሌን አድርገህልኛልና ጽድቅን እየፈረድክ በዙፋንህ ላይ ተቀመጥ። አሕዛብን ገሰጽ፣ ዝንጎዎችን አጠፋ፣ ስማቸውንም ለዘላለም ደመሰስ። ጠላቶች በጦር ለዘላለም ጠፉ፣ ከተሞቻቸውንም አፈረሱ፣ ዝክራቸውም በአንድነት ጠፋ። እግዚአብሔር ግን ለዘላለም ይኖራል፣ ዙፋኑንም ለመፍረድ አዘጋጀ። እርሱም ዓለምን በጽድቅ ይፈርዳታል፣ አሕዛብንም በቅንነት ይዳኛቸዋል። እግዚአብሔርም ለድሆች መጠጊያ ሆናቸው፣ እርሱም በመከራቸው ጊዜ ረዳታቸው ነው። ስምህን የሚያውቁ ሁሉ ባንተ ይታመናሉ። አቤቱ የሚሹህን አትተዋቸውምና በጽዮን ለሚኖር ለእግዚአብሔር ዘምሩ፣ በአሕዛብም መካከል አደራረጉን ንገሩ። ደማቸውን የሚመራመር እርሱ አስቧልና የድሆችንም ጩኸት አረሳምና። አቤቱ እዘንልኝ፣ ጠላቶቼም የሚያመጡብኝን መከራ እይ። ከሞት ደጆች ከፍ ከፍ የምታደርገኝ ምስጋናውን ሁሉ እናገር ዘንድ በጽዮን ልጆች በደጆቿ በማዳንህ ደስ ይለኛል። አሕዛብ በሰሩት ጉድጓድ ወደቁ፣ بزياتشم بششغوات وطمد غراتشو تتمدش اكزيابير فردن بمادرغي تاوكنو حتى يتنيوم بجوسرا تتمد حتى يتنيوش ودسي اولي ملسالو اكزيابيرن يميرسو احزابم هلو دها لزلالما يرسامن يتجرنوشم تسفاتشو لزلالما يتفا عبيتو تنس سوم عبرتا احزابم بفيته يفرد باتشو عبيتو فرهاتن بلاتشو جان باتشو احزاب سووش اندهونو يوغو.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself,
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, master God, Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Rastafari, about to go into the grace of this Wisdom Wednesday, Wednesday Wisdom right here, 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 today's daily psalm. Stay tuned for the Midrash, that superscription, Mut Laben. One translation of it is death of the sun, but there's more there in the Midrash as we get to study, get to the roots, the Hebrew, but shh, Babylon, now listen. Come with it, Doug Wise.
Psalm 9.
Mizmor tet. Lamnatsea al mut laben mizmor le David. 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 Mizmor le
David. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men.
Selassie.
Babylon, listen, dead wine, Hebrew,
מזמור תת למנצח על מות לבן מזמור לדוד עודה אדוני בכל ליבי אספרה כל נפלאותיך אשמחה ואעלצה בך אזמרה שמך עליון ישוב אויבי אחור יכשלו ויובדו מפניך כי עשית משפטי ודיני ישבת לכיסא שופט צדק גערת גויים איבדת רשע שמם מחית לעולם ועד האויב תמו חורבות לנצח וערים נטשת אבד זכרם המה ואדוני לעולם ישב כונן למשפט כסאו והוא ישפוט תבל בצדק ידין לאומים במשרים והיא אדוני משגב לדח משגב לעיתות בצרה ויבטחו בך יודעי שמך כי לא עזבת דורשך אדוני זמרו לאדוני יושב ציון הגידו ועמים עלילותיו כי דורש דמים אותם זכר לא שכח צעדת ענבים חונני אדוני ראה עוני משונאי מרוממי משערי מוות למען אספרה כל תהילתך בשערי וציון אגילה בשועתך תבעו גויים בשחת עשו ברשת זו תמנו נלכדה רגלם נודע אדוני משפט עשה בפועל כפיו נוקש רשע היגיון סל ישובו רשעים לשאולה כל גויים שכחי אלוהים ולא לנצח ישכח אביון תקוות עניים תובד לעד קומה אדוני על יעוז אנוש ישפטו גויים על פניך שיטה אדוני מורה להם ידעו גויים אנוש המה סלע
To the Hebrew here in the Midrash. Now, the superscription Mut Laben, often disputed as whether it means death of the son, death for the son, who is the son right here. Here we get into the Hebrew, and here's a little audible right here. Sizzler speaks about learning our ancient languages, and then there's a kind of a quote from Sirach, Book of Wisdom. So hear this and we ride up. Yes, sir.
Let up the light of this world. Remember now. Lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwapik, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language, you see? Can
you see the English language?
See the English language?
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things, the same things, the same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach,
you heard?
The prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same
have
force,
not the same force
in them. In them. In them. In them.
Hebrew, 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 boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, 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 boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
Let's take a little time right here with the Midrash, the study, the Beit Midrash and the House of Study, even these five moons after the seventh month here in season and out of season. So right here, Psalm 9, the Midrash, the study on today's
Shema
daily psalm.
Israel, here, today's psalm, Mizmor 8. Psalm 9, Mizmor 8. Psalm IX. Lamnatzeach al mut labein Mizmor Le David. For the leader, Lamnatzeach Almut Liban. Almut Liban. Here. Hebraic, Aleph verse, the first verse, Hebraically, the superscription, zooming in on the superscription that often is interpreted as to the chief musician upon Mut Labain, a psalm of David, and the Mut Labain, in that pointing death to the son. But here in the Midrash, Lamnatzeach Almut Liban, Almut Liban. The phrase Almut Liban is to be understood in the light of the verse, even the verse from Kohelet, from the preacher, from Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11, that reads, "He hath made everything beautiful in its time. Also he hath set ha-olam, the world, in their heart, be-libam. Also he hath set ha-olam, be-libam. He hath set the world, ha-olam, in their hearts, be-libam. Rav Rekayu, Rekayah said in the name of Rav Yonatan, do not read ha-olam, the world, but however read ha-olalim, ha-olalim. Read the little children. So do not read in Kohelet Ecclesiastes 3:11, ha-olam. However, Hebraically read it as ha-olalim, ha-olalim, the little children. The verse means, therefore, that Ha'el, the true God, has set love of little children in their father's hearts. For example, there was a Melech, a king, a Negus, even Negus and Neges, who had two sons, one grown up and the other a little one, a little one. The grown up one was scrubbed clean, and the little one was covered with dirt. But Ha'melech, the king, the Negus, even Negus and Neges, loved the little one. The little one more than he loves the grown-up one. And here, Midrash Nona Mizmor 8, Psalm 9, thus, Rav Rekayah, he interprets the phrase, Almut Liban, to mean, little children set in their hearts. So here, and the reasoning here, Rav Rekayah, he interprets the phrase, Almut Liban, to mean, little children set in their hearts. In a different reading of he have set ha-olam, ha-olam in the sense of the unknown, he have set ha-olam be-libam, he have set the unknown in their heart. Rav Jonathan said, Ha'el, the true God has set the fear, the reverence of the unknown of ha-olam, angel of mut, Melaak of Mut, angel of death, in their hearts. Now, here, there's Jastrow as well as David Luria on the Ecclesiastes, Rabbah 3:3,
right, edited, you know, version there, but bringing this out that the phrase Alamut Liban is now interpreted as meaning the unknown in their hearts. So here, taking the opening phrase, the opening phraseology, and somewhat this cryptic, it's like almost a Hebraic enigma here, and bringing this out, we have the phrase Alamut instead of Almut. Look at the manuscripts, there is a kind of a hyphen between the two, but you can see where these two words are connected. So either as Almut, separating upon death, or as Alamut, Alamut Liban, as the unknown, Libam, Alamut Liban, the unknown in their hearts. Now, Rab, the son of Shemuel, the son of Samuel, said in the name of Shemuel, in the name of Samuel, in the verse, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And here, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. Vayare Elohim et kol asher asa v'hine tova me'oda v'yehi erev v'yehi boker yom ha-shishi. And Elohim saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Vayare Elohim et kol asher asa v'hine tova me'od. It was tob me'od, v'hine tob me'od, and behold, it was tob me'od, it was very good. The words very good, tob me'od, they refer to the inclination to evil, the inclination, the yetzer hara in man's heart. The words tob me'od refer to the inclination to evil in a man's heart. Now here, Midrash notes the impulse, the yetzer hara, the yetzer hara, the inclination to evil, to hut, that prompts a man to do or say or think things contrary to the revealed will of Elohim, of Ha'el, the true good, the true God. So what is the yetzer hara, the yetzer hara, the inclination to the evil, ha-ra? It is the impulse that prompts a man to do or say or think things contrary to the revealed will of Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Ha-Elohim. But how can the inclination to evil, the yetzer hara, be termed tov me'od? Because Scripture teaches that were it not for the yetzer hara, the inclination to evil or to hurt, a man would not take a isha, a man would not take a wife, nor beget children with her. And so the world could not endure. So the question now comes out, but how can the yetzer hara, the inclination to hara, the evil, be termed very good or tov me'od, tov me'od? Because the Scripture teaches that were it not for the yetzer hara, a man would not take a wife nor beget children with her, and so the world could not endure. So here in the Midrash note, Almut, Almut Liban, Almut Libam is now interpreted as meaning the world in their heart. Almut Libam, interpreted as Targum here, is meaning the world in their heart. Now another Targum interpretation, the verse is read, he hath caused to be hidden Ha Olam from their heart. The word Ha Olam being written somewhat defectively without the letter Wow, Wawe, some call it Vav, but without the Hebrew letter Wow, Wawe, is to be read He-Elim, 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 caused to be hidden. He-Elim, He-Elim, caused to be hidden. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, that is that the Holy One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be He, hid the day of death and the day of judgment from the hearts of His creatures. Therefore, David said, because Thou hidest them from me, I shall sing a psalm, a mizmor, Lamnat Eyach, Al-Muta Liban, as we have here in the Aleph, in the title superscription, Hebraically, the first verse of Mizmor 8 of Psalm 9, Lanatzeach, Al-Mut Liban, in praise of thy hiding of the day of death and the day of judgment from the heart. Another comment on Al-Mut Liban, concealed from the heart. Al-Mut Liban, concealed from the heart. The phrase is to be read in the light of the verse, even the verse from Kohelet. Kohelet, Ecclesiastes 12 and 18. Kohelet sought to understand the ordinances of delight. Kohelet, the preacher. Kohelet sought to understand, to understand, to overstand the ordinances of delight. Hear, 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 Ecclesiastes 12 and 10. And here, companion Midrash note, the ordinances of delight are taken to refer to HaTorah, are taken to refer to the Torah, and Kohelet to Shlomo. So therefore, the Kohelet, the preacher, is Shlomo, is Solomon. And HaTorah, the Torah, John's direction, instructions, is the ordinances of delight, of Eilat, of delight. This verse, it means that Shlomo, Solomon sought to have Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, explain to him the scriptural ordinances concerning the red heifer, the Parah Aduma, whose ashes was used for lustration, especially the ordinance that Rav Yitzhak Isaac stated as follows, quote, all that have the care of the heifer, the Parah, make their garments unclean, but the Parah, the heifer, itself, herself, makes clean the unclean. So all that have the care of the Parah, the heifer, make their garments unclean, but the Parah, the heifer, herself, makes clean the unclean. Whereupon HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set-Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, Blessed Be He, quoted the conclusion of the verse that reads, that which was written was upright, Yashar, even ordinances of truth, and said, for thy benefit, I wrote long ago in the book of the upright, the Sefer HaYashar, Yashar, Jasher, as it is said, even in Yehoshua, in Joshua, chapter 10, verse 13, is not this written in the book of the upright? Live uprightly, live simply, live faithfully. When I have issued a decree or establish an ordinance, is it not to be questioned, as is said even in Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 19 verse 2, this is an ordinance of the law that the Lord hath commanded. Zot chukata haTorah asher tziwah Yahuwah. This is the statute, the ordinance. Zot chukat haTorah, of the Torah. This is the statute, the ordinance of the Torah. Zot chukat haTorah, asher tziwah Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath commanded, that he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, has commanded. What is meant here by this, Hebraically speaking, zot, this she, zot? What is here meant by this, Hebraically, zot, this she, is meant to stress the fact that the series of ordinances, of statutes, concerning the Parah Aduma, the red heifer, it differs from that concerning the sacrificial heifer, that the elders of a city are ordained to take into a rough valley and there break its neck. And here, Midrash notes, Numbers chapter 19, Deuteronomy chapter 21, 1-6. Here, in this section right here. Now, another comment on Kohelet, the preacher, sought to understand, etc., etc. Shlomo, Solomon sought to have Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, explain to him the reward for study of Torah, for study of John's direction instruction. Of that we are told, even in Proverbs 3, verse 15. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou, the eye canst desire, are not to be compared to her, are not to be compared to her. Yikara hi mifaniyim vikola chifa tzeka lo yeshuvaha lo yeshua yeshubaha lo yeshubaha. She is more precious than rubies. Yikara hi mifaniyim, and all the things thou canst desire vikola chifa tzeka are not to be compared to her. Yeshua baha lo yishavu baha, or lo yishavu vaha, are not to be compared to ha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu quoted to Shlomo, to Solomon, the conclusion of the verse, even from Kohelet, Ecclesiastes 12 and 10, that reads, that which was written was upright, even words of truth. That which was written was upright, even words of truth. Bikesha Koheleta Limsoa Divreya Chifet. Kohelet sought to find out words of delight. Bikesha Kohelet Limso Divrei Chifet. And that which was written uprightly, even words of truth. Vikatuva Yosher Yosher Divrei Emet. Wikatuba Yosher Dibre Emet, and that was written uprightly. Wikatuba Yosher, even words of truth. Dibre Emet. And for thy benefit I wrote long ago in the book of the upright, that reads, since the beginning of the world men have not heard. Hear, Yeshayahu, Isaiah 64:3. Since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, the eye, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Uame olam lo shamu lo he ezinu ayinu lo rataha Elohim zolatecha yaese li machakeh lau, and wherefore from of old, me olam, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear. Me olam, lo shamu, lo heazinu, neither have the eye seen. Ayin lo atah, a God beside the eye, besides the eye. Elohim azulateka, yaiseh limachake lau, who worketh for him that waiteth for him. Ya'iseh limachakeh lau. Ume olam lo shamu lo ha'ezinu. Ayinna lo ra'ataha Elohim zulatekah. Ya'iseh limachakeh lau. Since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, neither have the eye seen. O Elohim. O Elohim, Zolatecha, besides the eye, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Another comment, Shlomo, Solomon. Solomon sought to have Elohim explain to him what is the reward of men who fear, who reverence, who respect Elohim, and who trust in him, men to whom Scripture says, even in Malachi 3:12, ye shall be a delightsome land. Thereupon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, quoted to Shlomo, Solomon, that which was written, Wikatuba, and said, long ago I wrote, even in Psalm 31:20, oh, how abundant is thy goodness that thou, the eye, hast laid up for them that fear thee, that reverence thee, that respect the eye. Mahrav Uvaka Asher Safanta Li Reka. Oh, how abundant is thy goodness. Mah Rab Tuvaka, that thou hast laid up for them that reverence, that respect the eye. Asher Safanta Li Reka. Ma rav tuvika ashara afanta li reka. Another comment. Shlomo, Solomon sought to have Elohim explain to him what is reward of acts of mercy. Of that, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, says, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Hosea 6 and 6. Thereupon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu quoted to Shlomo, to Solomon, that which was written with Katub, and said, long ago, I wrote, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 7 and 9, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, who keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments. Yada'ita ki Yahuwa Eloheka hu ha-Elohim, ha-El, ha-Neman, shomera, ha-Brita, we ha-Cheseda, le ohebayo ula shomre mitzotav. Know therefore that Jehovah thy Elohim with yada'ita ki Yehovah Eloheka, he himself is the true good, the true God, who ha Elohim, the true God, Ha'el, Ha'neman, the faithful God, the faithful El, the true El, Ha'el, Ha'neman, the faithful, the true El, the true God, Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'neman, the faithful, Shomrei Ha'brit, who keepeth covenant, with Ha'chesed, and mercy and loving kindness, Le'oh Bayo, to them that love him, ula shomrei mitzotav, and keep and guard and hedge about his commandments, le elefadora, to 1,000 generations. We yada'ita ki Yahuwa Eloheka hu ha'Elohim, ha'el ha'neman, shomrei, shomer ha'brita, we ha'cheseda le ahbay lohbay, ula shomreya mitzotau le elefador. Another comment. Shlomo, Solomon sought to have Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, explain to him when the year of redemption would come. The year of that we read even in Song of Songs, Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs 3 and 5. I charge you not to stir up nor awake love till he desire. Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Holy One, Blessed Be He, quoted with Katub, that which was written, and said, long ago I wrote, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 63 and 4, the day of vengeance shall be in my heart until my year of redemption, until my year of redemption will come. The day of vengeance shall be in my heart until my year of redemption will come. Ki yom nakam b'libi ushnata ge'ulai ba'ah, and my year of redemption are come. Ki yom nakam b'libi. Ki yom nakam b'libi ushnata ge'ulai ba'ah. Rav Shmuel taught in the name of Rav Yehuda, if a man tells you when the day of redemption is coming, do not believe him. For it is written in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 63 and 4, the day of vengeance shall be in my heart. Ki yom nakam b'libi. If the heart does not disclose its secrets to the mouth, how can the mouth disclose anything? The sentence here, hear me, Midrash, no, that is in Aramaic, seems to be a proverb, a mashal. Rav Berakayu and Rav Shimon Simon, in the name of Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, maintain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Holy One, blessed be he, said to Shlomo, for thy benefit, I supplied three clues to the sepulcher of Moshe, of Moses, as is said even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 34 and 6, and he buried him in the valley, in the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor. In spite of all, no man knoweth of his sepulcher to this day. Though I provided so many clues in this matter, no man has been able to solve it. How much more unlikely then is the discovery of the time of redemption? Of that it is said even in Daniel chapter 12, verse 9, which reads, "The words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end."
Of the end.
The words.
Of the end.
The words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end.
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 ሰለሞን ማለ አርሱ በፊት
በእውነትና
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Here. Basic Hebrew. Here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Israel. 1-22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, Apa Saka Rashata. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1-22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, Apa Saka Rashata. Ta. Ah. Aleph, Ba, Beit, Ga, Gimel, Da, Dalet, Ha, Hey, Wa, Wow, Za, Zain, Cha, Chet, Ta, Tet, Ya, Yod, Ka, Kaf, La, Lamed, Ma, Bain, Na, Nun, Sa, Samech, A, Ain, Pa, Pe, Sa, Sadai, Ka, Kof, Ra, Resh, Sha, Shin, Ta, Tau,
Ta,
Ta, Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yakalamana, Saapasa, Karashata, Ta.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips.
To the eternal, Lamnatzeach, Al-Mut, upon death, Labain, for the son, for the son, for the son, for the son. Mizmor Tet, Psalm 9, Psalm IX. Lamnatzeach, Al-Mut Labain, Mizmor Lit David. For the leader, for the chief musician, Lamnatzeach, for the overcomer, Lamnatzeach, to the eternal, Lamnatzeach, Al-Mut, up on death, Labain, for the son, Al-Mut Labain, Mizmor Lidawid, a psalm of David, a psalm, a chant, Isis of David, Isis, a psalm of the well-beloved, Lamnatzeach, Al-Mut Labain, Mizmor Lidawid. Odeh Yahuwah v'kol libi, isapra kol nifloteka. I will give thanks to Jehovah with my whole heart. I will tell of all thy marvelous works. Odeh Yahuwah v'kol libi, odeh. I will give thanks, odeh Yahuwah v'kol with all libi. All my heart. Mizmor Tet. Psalm 9, Psalm IX. Lamnatzeach, Al-Mut Labain, Mizmor Lit David. For the leader, for the chief musician, Lamnatzeach. For the overcomer, Lamnatzeach. To the eternal, Lamnatzeach, Al-Mut. up on death, Labane, for the son, Al-Mut Labane. Mizmor Lit Dawid, a psalm of David, a psalm, a chant, Isis of David, Isis, a psalm of the well-beloved. Lamnatseyach, Al-Mut Labane, Mizmor Lit Dawid. Odeh Yahuwah, Bekola Libi, Isapra, Kola Nifloteka. I will give thanks to Jehovah with my whole heart. I will tell of all thy marvelous works. Odeh Yahuwah, Bekola Libi, Odeh, I will give thanks. Odeh Yahuwah, Bekola with all Libi, all my heart, with my whole heart. Odeh Yahuwah bekol libi. Isapra kol nifleoteka. I will tell. Isapra of all kol nifleoteka. Of all thy marvelous works. Odeh Yahuwah bekol libi. Isapra kol nifloteka. Loteka. Esmecha ve'elzavaka. Izamra shinka elyon. I will be glad and exult in thee and exult in the eye. Esmecha ve'elzavak. I will sing praise. Izamra. Izamra. I will chant Isis, Zamra, Shimka, Elyon. I will sing praise, Isis, to thy name. Zamra, Shimka, Elyon, Most High, Elyon, Elyon, Elyon. Esmecha, we'elzabaka. Zamra, Shimka, Elyon. Beshuva, oivaya, chora. Ye kashlua, ve'yovdua, mipaneka. When mine enemies are turned back, Bishub, Oibai Yachor, they stumble, Yikashlu, and perish at thy presence, with Yobdu, Mipaneka, and stumble at thy face, and stumble at thy perception. Bishub, Oibai Yachor, Yikashlu, with Yobdu, Mipaneka, Ki Asita, Mishapatiya Vediniya, Ya Shavta Le Kise Shofet Az Edeka. For thou, for the eye, has maintained my right and my cause. Ki Asita Mishpatiya Vedini. Thou, the eye, sattest in the throne, up on the throne. Ya Shavta Le Kise. As the righteous judge, Shofet Az Edeka. Ki asita mishpati yavudini yashabta le kise shofeta sedek 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 ka'arta goyim badta rasha shemama machita le'olama va'ed. Thou hast rebuked the nations. Ka'arta goyim. Thou hast destroyed, downstroyed the wicked, the ratchet. Ibadta rasha. Thou, the eye, has blotted out their name forever and ever, for Iva and Iva, the eye, has blotted out their name. Shema machita le'olam ma'waedda. 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 Ha'oyev. Tamua harvota lanetzach. Ze arima natashta avada zikramahim. Oh, thou enemy, ha'oyev, ha'oyev. Oh, thou enemy, the waste places are come to an end forever. Ha'oyev, tamua haravota lanetzach. And the cities that thou, the eye, didst uproot, their very memorial is perished. We arima natashta abada zikramahema. Wayehua le olama yesheva konena la mishpata kiso. But Jehovah is enthroned forever, for Iva. Wayehua le olama yeshev. He hath established his throne for judgment. Konein la mishpata kiso. Wayahua le olama yesheba koneina la mishapata kiso vehua ishapota tevela bisedeka yadina lumima bimesharim, and he will judge the world in righteousness. Wehu ishapota tevela bisedeka, he will minister judgment to the peoples with equity. Yadina leumim bimesharim. Wuhu yishapota tevela bitzedek. Yadina leumim bimesharim. Viyehi Yahuwa misagava ladak. Misagava leitota batzara. Jehovah also will be a high tower for the oppressed, for the downpressed. A high tower in times of trouble. We he yaw misagaba ladak misagaba litota batara the yivat hua vika yodaya shimeka ki lo a zabta do resheka yaw. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, in the eye. We yibat echua beka yodaya shimeka. For thou, the eye, Jehovah, hast not forsaken them that seek thee, that seek the eye. Ki lo azabta do resheka do resheka Yahuwah. Ki lo azabta dor shekai Yahuwa. Zamru la Yahuwa Yosheva Tzion. Hagidu ba amim lilotayo. Zamru la Yahuwa Yosheva Tzion. Hagidu ba amim lilotayo. Sing praises, Isis, to Jehovah. Zamru la Yahuwah, who dwelleth in Zion, who is seated in Zion, Yosheb Tzion. Zamru la Yahuwah, Yosheb Tzion. Declare y'all, Hagidu. Declare y'all among the peoples his doings. Hagidu ba'amim lilotayo. Ki doresha damim otama zakar loa shakachas aikata enarim. For he that avengeth blood hath remembered them. Ki doresha damim otama zakar, he hath not forgotten the cry of the humble. Lo shakach tzaikata enawi. Chaneni Yehovah rei ani mia sonai me romi mia sairei mavet. Be gracious to I, O Jehovah. Chaneni Yahuwah, behold, Re'ei, behold mine affliction, Re'ei, Ani, at the hands of them that hate me, at the hands of them, all of them that hate I, Mia Sonai, thou, the I that liftest me up, that liftest I up from the gates of death. Me romemia, mia sha'erei mavet. Me romemi, mia sha'erei mavet. Chaneni re'eia aniyia mia sonaiya. Me romemia, mia sha'erei mavet. Le ma'ana, esapra kola tehilateka. Die sha'erei vataz ion. Agila, via shuateka. That I may tell of all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion, that I may rejoice in thy, in the eye, salvation. le ma'an, isapara kola tehilateka, that I may tell of thy praise. Bishaere bata tzion, in the gates of bata tzion, of the daughter of Zion, that I may rejoice. Agila, agila, bishuateka, in the eye salvation, in the eye Yeshua. Agila, bishuateka. Le ma'ana sapra kola tilateka bishaire yabataz ion agila biyashuateka tavua goyima biyashachata asua bireshetta zu tamanu nia likdar raglam. The nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community are sunk down in the pit that they made, in the net that they hid, is their own foot taken. Abu goyim bishachata asu. The nations, the goyim, are sunk down in the pit. Abu goyim bishachat, that they made. Bishachata asu, in the net. Bireshetta zu, in the net that they hid, bireshetta zua tamanu, is their own foot taken. Nia likda raglam. Tabu goyim bishachata asu, bireshet zu tamanu, ni likda raglam. Noda Yahuwah mishpata asa befo ala kapayo no keisha rasha higayon selah. Jehovah has made himself known. He has executed judgment. The wicked is sneered in the walk, in the work of his own hands. Higayon selah. Pause. Noda Yahuwah mishpata asa, Jehovah is made known, has made himself known, has made himself known. He have executed judgment. Noda Yahuwah mishpata asa. The wicked, the ratchet, is sneered in the work of his own hands. Before Allah kapayo no keish rasha. Higayon, 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 selah, higayon, haga, meditation, 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 meditation. Yashuvu rishaima lishol kol goyima shikechei Elohim. The wicked, the ratchet shall return to the nether world. Even all the nations, all the goyim, all the Gentiles, all the international community that forget Elohim. Yashubu rishaim alishola. The wicked ones, the rishaim, shall return to Sheola, shall return to Sheol, shall return to the nether world. Yashubu rishaim alishola. Even all the nations called goyim that forget Elohim, shekechei Elohim. All nations shall be turned into hell that forget Elohim. Ki lo la netzach, yishakacha evyon, tikwata inyima, tovada laada. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. Ki lo la netzach, ya shakach evyon, nor the expectation of the poor perish forever. Tikwata, tikwata, tikvat, tikwata enyim, torad laada. Kumah Yahuwah, ala yaoza, enosha, ya shaftu goyim. Al Paneka, arise, O Jehovah, Kumah Yahuwah, let not man prevail. Al Yaoza Enosh, let not mortal man prevail. Al Ya'oz Enosh. Let the nations, the nationalities be judged in thy sight, in thy presence, in thy perception. Ye shaftu goyi al paneka. Let them be judged against thy face. Al paneka. Shitah Yahua mora lahem. Yedu goyim eno shahema selah. Set terror over them, O Jehovah. Shitah Yahua mora lahem. Make the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community know they are but men. They are just mortal men. Ye da'u goyi enosh heima. Selah, 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 selah.
Psalm 9.
Mizmor Tet. Lamnatseah Almut Labben Mizmor Leda. Mizmor Leda. Mizmor Leda. Mizmor
Leda. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. The Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me, thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Higayon, Sina. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah, 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 Selah. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
If tomorrow is judgment day.
Original Justice Man, champion song.
Oh, and I'm standing on the front line. When the Lord asked me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jah Jah, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them.
Then shall he return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall he return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God, and him that serveth him not, Then shall he return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not,
Salamta Betaseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Life is a cycle and I know it's true. Anything
seen Wayera, Yahuwah, and Jehovah, he who be appeared, was seen. Sight, seen,